Car Guys and Car Gals. This group has been brought by
Think Ag Group.
You can get information by going to
www.thinkaggroup.com. Get you some.
So I decided to act on that tug, and it didn't make sense. It didn't make sense to Josh. Josh Cummins was like, "What? What are you talking about, bro?
I've
like,
had,
we're
man.
Killing it. We're killing like, it, man.
All right, man. Yeah, we're right. Killing
it. Yeah, what? Exactly.
What? You serious?
Yeah, exactly. No, but you know what? Him and I talked, and him and I cried, man. And you know what he said to me? This time, I knew it was the right. I knew it was a God thing because for two reasons. One. After being off for 10 days, I went back to work, and then I was home again at like 9:30. And my wife like saw me pull up and was like, it's like she didn't expect to see me for another month, right? Because I had just taken 10 days off, and here I was 9:30 a.m. And when I told her I quit, bro, she smiled, biggest smile I've ever seen her smile, bigger than on our wedding day, bro. She smiled so big because I hadn't realized how much pressure I'd been putting on my wife. She'd been pregnant, breastfeeding, multiple kids, you know, boom, 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 boom. Here I am building this dealership, putting in all the hours, so on and so forth. And so she was so relieved. Like, it blew my mind. I thought she'd be scared to death because here I was throwing away this income, you know. But she was so supportive. But the second way I knew it was really good. So after I quit that day, I went to the church. I prayed for 3 hours. Because Josh Cummins was like, "All right, Glenn, why don't you take another day off, buddy? You'll come back in tomorrow. We'll talk more about it." And so I went and spent some time at the church and so on and so forth. I made the decision to stick behind my decision. And when I went and talked to Josh, man, we cried and we hugged. And he told me, he looked me in the eye. He said, "Glenn, selfishly, I just want to tell you, quit being stupid and get back to work." He said, "But I know there's so much more that you can do, man. And I want you to be able to go out there and live the life that God has designed for you, not the one that I selfishly want for you." Mm. And so when he shared those words with me, it kind of gave me the confidence that I needed to know that A, he was going to be okay. Cause I was concerned about that, right? Yes. I didn't want things to fall apart. And so it was good to know that he was going to be okay. And also that he supported me. And that him and I were still going to be able to be, you know, good friends through this transition. So that was it. It was like, what do we do now?
Man, just keep growing and you're doing it, man. Every single day, every month, I watch what you're doing. I see what you're doing. I see the dealerships that you're helping lift up to. You're doing a beautiful thing. It's to the point, like, local dealership here in Brandenburg, Tony Brown. Great store. Yeah. I love them. I see that their numbers are rising, and I see it on our cross sales. We used to be the number one, when it came to pre-owned in this area. No one could touch us. They're there. They're getting there. And so this keeping me on my game, you know. And it's much respect. I have this thing where I don't believe, and you could ask any local dealer around here, I will help any one of them. They want to call me and ask me a question about how to do subprime, how to do this. I don't believe in competition. I do, but I don't believe in it. You know, I'm like, if I can help you become a better car person, that's part of my legacy, man. You'll remember that. And that's all I care about. I just want to help people. That's the thing that I'm best at is helping other people. That's it, period.
There's no shortage. There's no shortage, man.
There's plenty of people out there looking for cars every single day.
There's no shortage of drivers. You know what I mean? In the industry, there's people that need to drive. And you know what? There's a whole line of them waiting to get a fresh license every single day. You know what I mean? I mean, our kids are coming through all of that, right?
So exactly.
It's not something where there's a scarcity for the car guy to find people to help.
No doubt.
And, that's right. You find a way to do that each and every day for other people. And I mean, you've taken me all over the place in my emotions, in my thoughts, in my.
You have.
I've been all over
when it was just you up there. He's getting pumped
the
up.
Ball that's bouncing around everywhere in me. Okay. Of excitement. I'm like that. You know, everybody that has that emoji of yourself that's like this. This is how I feel right now.
He looks like an emoji right now.
Okay, you know, and it is exciting me because car gals, when the camera's off, when you're not watching Glenn, when you're not sipping solutions, when you're not doing the things that other people are doing, you find yourself often isolated inside of your own thoughts, inside of your own dreams, inside of your own convictions. Mm-hmm. At the same time, you're combating your own fears. right? And many times those fears that you're combating are you warring against you actually taking a leap where faith has to get activated.
That's why faith is
where you
huge.
Have to actually take the step off of the ledge and understand when you spread those wings, that air that you cannot see is going to keep you uplifted. And if you work it right, and if you push right, you will use that same air that you cannot see to get to different heights, right? And I don't remember who it was that I heard explain what it's like when you experience turbulence. It might have been you. It might have been many of the other people that find space to feed us, right? But when you experience those things in the air, because of the act of flying and going to different heights, there's going to be those moments where you actually are going to have to get off of the ledge that you fought so hard to get to, right?
That's right.
When you get into college and you achieved the scholarship, now you got to go perform on the field.
Yes.
There's a whole other set of warm and fuzzies, scaries, you know, butterflies, all those other things that are going to come with you going to that next level where you have to perform. And sometimes you could have performed at the greatest levels all around, but inside of you, you understand that there's still more. And it doesn't matter whether it was your first car deal, you just got your tie cut, you know, great.
Man.
It gets better.
It gets
so much better than that. Or it's you've achieved the heights of the heights inside of the industry and you feel as though it's time to retract, recoil, and maybe stop growing. Stop.
So that means you're dying, right?
Stop. Hold on.
Right.
You can continue growing. You can do those things if you actually have the faith inside of yourself to do so, know the source that's sending you, and you have people that are next to you that you can trust that are going to speak and blow wind into your sail. They're going to be the voices in the back of your head, like Glenn was saying. They're going to be the voices that are all throughout you that are able to help you go to the next level. Glenn is doing that. But I want, again, it's not, we're not here to just say how awesome Glenn is at doing that. We are and we're not.
But we are and we're not. Yeah.
But we want to make sure that you get it. You understand that.
Listen to the story here.
Folks, do it.
It's just, it tells you. I mean, you can do anything you want. You just have to believe in yourself and just work hard. And you have to put the work in. And Glenn did that. And you made the right decision. I think, you know, obviously, like
thank
you said,
you
were.
Thank you that you did.
Thank you. I'm glad that you did.
We would have just watched you on process.
I mean, I'm telling you right now, Car Guy Coffee would not be here if there was never a rise and grind. Seriously.
Hey, that's dope.
And it's truth. It's facts. Because you, like I've mentioned to you before we started recording, you, man, huge inspiration. When I was starting to, you know, figure out why I feel like I'm dying, because I was being comfortable, way too comfortable. I was making great money as a, I mean, I make stupid money. It's like, why? But it becomes not money anymore. It becomes,
right.
I'm being stale. I have so much to give, so much, like I talk about. The thing I'm best at is helping people, and I love doing that. It's what I love to do. Mm-hmm. So that's why I sell cars, you know. And so if I love helping people, why am I limiting myself to this one little itty-bitty little thing when I can go out, use the tools I have out here? And that's, Glenn, you're doing
in
that so well.
To the ocean and people that could use the help.
And it's amazing, you know, and it's a beautiful thing what you've done. And I think that you've inspired a lot of people, like I mentioned before, a lot of people that you don't even realize you've inspired, people who don't even probably give you the praise you deserve. You know, they just – they may, you know, use it and kind of take the idea and then they go off and do it themselves, but they don't say, hey, Glenn was a huge inspiration. And that's okay. You don't look for that. And I'm not looking for that either.
Right.
You
see
absolutely.
That every day, whether you're a manager that trains up a salesperson that goes, becomes a rock star at the other dealership.
Yeah.
Keep pouring out your
the that's
best
the legacy
you, have,
you
know,
man.
Keep pouring it out.
No, it's been great, man.
So we're going to, go. There's so many things that we have talked about and he has poured out here in this group.
Man, I love
this. And folks, he's achieved great things. Glenn, you've done some
He hasn't even came close to what he's going to achieve
yet. You haven't even gotten started yet.
That's right.
And it's exciting. You know, and the reason why I say that, too, is because the stages that your children are at, right? There's so many great things that are going to happen in the joys of fatherhood that you have yet to see. And I get to only say that because I'm an old young guy, right? So if I got all these grown kids that are out doing all of this cool
four
stuff,
of them
and yeah. seeing people go through the stages that we already got to see, it's like, okay, man, I remember that. Or, you know, oh man, yeah, this is what this is like. Now I'm understanding what the elders talk about. But like, man, back in my day, you know, I get to partake in that change of fatherhood to the being the father of adults. But you have so many things that I wish that, you know, my kids were still that age and I still look at them as the younger, like the daughters, you know, like looking at them. you're still this little girl, but you're going on to be this woman. And amazing, here you go. And so that being one of the rewards that I treasure so much. But you, Glenn, you have many accolades, many things that you've achieved. You've achieved great money selling cars for a dealership. You've achieved great great success being out here as an entrepreneur. So far in all of these things, what has been your greatest reward that you can attribute up to this point and still going forward? There's many more to come. So, and it may actually just be one that just gets, you love it even more. Whatever it is, what is your greatest reward to date, Glenn Lundy? Mm.
Probably a dude named Tyler Absher. Mm-hmm. Or maybe it's Austin Sipple. Maybe it's Terrence Butler. Could be Terrence. could be Zach Toomey. Maybe Trey Congleton. Could be him. Mm-hmm. Could be Paul Meyer. Could be Brian Taylor. Could be Sam Cox. Anthony Farabee. Brenna Kerrigan. Tim Walton, it's all about the people that I see around me that I helped pour into and develop that are now amazing superhumans in the society, man. They're not just amazing car people. They're amazing humans.
Yes.
Terrence Duty just had another baby. His kids are so beautiful. He just got promoted to sales manager at the Chrysler, the CDJR store that Dan Cummins runs over here in Paris. I hired Terrence off the basketball court, man. I was like, this dude's got a mouthpiece. And he was kind of a punk, dude. He was a punk. And he was out drinking every night. And he was cheating on his girl. And he was doing all that stuff that you would expect him to be doing, right? And we reined him in, man. And I taught him the power of morning routines and mindset. And he continued to make mistakes. I mean, one time they found Terrence. It was Kentucky Derby Day. They found Terrence asleep at an intersection, drunk. He put it in park and fell asleep. Got a DUI, right? So I thought, oh, man, Terrence is out. We have a rule here at the dealership. You get DUI, I can't cover you under the insurance. You got to go. So I had to let Terrence go. Oh, my gosh, dude. His life, man. He goes down. He's selling cell phones for Verizon or something. Him and his girl are fighting. She doesn't know that she can rely or count on him. They got this baby. And so I love this kid. So I'm looking every like 3 months. I'm waiting for him to hit the insurance thing that he's uninsurable. And he's not showing up. I'm like, what's going on? And so we find out like a year later that there was something wrong. He ended up not getting an actual DUI. He got something else because the car was parked and blah, blah, blah. And so I'm like, Terrence, come on. And I brought him back and I said, okay, are you done messing around, bro? Because here's the opportunity you've got. And I believe in you so much. And you have this beautiful family. And there ain't nothing out there that you could chase that's going to be better than what you've got right here, right now. Don't get me wrong. Your life might change 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 15 years from now. You never know. But here's the opportunity you have. Are you ready to take it seriously? And he did. And he finally just got promoted to sales manager, dude. And him and his wife are crushing it, right? And they're pouring back into the community and they do charity. And I see, you know, my Erica, man, she came to me. This girl comes to me and she goes, Freddie, she goes, she rips out her backpack, dude. She pulls out her backpack. She pulls out her background check. And she hands it to me. And she says, I have a felony from 9 years ago.
Wow.
I was in a relationship. I was on drugs. He was on drugs. He had a warrant. He stole the car. The cops were chasing him. He pulled in front of my house. I was his girlfriend. He told me to get in the car and say that I stole it because it wouldn't be as hard on me as they would be on him. And so I did. She's like, I have a felony. I was on drugs. I lost custody of my children. But I'm done with that. I've been sober for 3 years, and I want a freaking opportunity. And I said, let's freaking roll.
Oh, I love that.
She's been selling 40 cars a month for Dan Cummins ever since. You know where she's at this week? Dude, this week, her and her kids that she got back, She had lost all her kids. She got all her kids back. Her and her husband and her kids are out on their bad boy boat. They're on an 8-day lake vacation right now because she's been rocking 40 cars a month. She's gotten promoted. She's increased the leasing over there another 30% on top of what I was able to do. She's a rock star. And yes, so sir. That is the reward for me, man. When I see my students, right? When I see my students, Tyler, oh my gosh, Tyler's like 25 years old and you would think he's 40 and worth $20 billion. Like he's probably the best looking 25 year old dude on the planet. It's up at 4 o'clock in the morning. He works out every day. He's marrying his high school sweetheart. He goes to church every Sunday and he runs $2,000 a copy in finance. Are you kidding me? He's like the whole package. But when he came to me, he was a chump. He was a chump.
Whoa. Sorry
he
about that.
He didn't know. That's all right. He was a chump and he was a punk and he didn't know, right? He didn't know. But we taught him and we gave him opportunity. And that's why I love the business, man. We're going to do a documentary and we're going to call it No Down Payment. It's going to be a documentary of the real life stories of the car business, not this BS of trunking people and throwing keys up on the roof,
yeah,
but the real life stories of transformation and change that happened in this industry. So we're going to document it. And the reason we're calling it No Money Down is because you can walk into this industry with nothing, zero, no degree, no penny. You don't even have to have 2 pennies in your pocket. You ain't even got to have a belt on. I had one kid that came in and applied to me. He had no belt on. At the interview, I said, bro, your pants are hanging down. Why don't you have a belt? He said, I can't afford a belt. That same kid just bought a house like 4 months ago, thanks to the car business. Same kid that couldn't afford a $2 belt.
Come on.
All right. So I love this industry. That's the reward. That's what it's all about. Whenever I see my students thriving, giving back to the community, doing the right things, taking care of their kids, taking care of their spouses, those types of things, dude, I'm like, let's freaking go. Let's go. That's what it's all about.
Absolutely.
Glenn.
That's my favorite answer ever of that. I'm not even saying that. Oh my gosh, man. You make me want, I mean, I'm telling you, I'm going to go so hard today, tomorrow, the next day, just from this conversation, because you are such an inspiration, man.
Come on.
You got me pumped up. I want to help people. I want to leave that to you. I want to have my rewards exactly this. I want to do stuff just like that, just because that's exactly right. That's exactly it, man. The more you can give to people, the more you can give it. People say the saying, the more you give, the more you get. It's not about what you get, because you're going to get, period. Just give. Keep giving. Don't worry about what you get back because you're going to get back tenfold, but just give. And you give so much, man. And that right there, every one of those people, if you see this and you heard this, I'm sure you know this already.
Come on.
But man, he means that. You can just see it in his heart, in his face, the way he says it. It's oh, my friend, you are amazing. I love what you're doing, man. And you're killing the game. You are killing this game right now.
I'm ripping at the seams with what the joy that is wanting to burst out from my skin from seeing somebody that is genuinely at heart, really seeing success at seeing success through other people and being one that is fruitfully multiplying. You're going to multiply no matter what, folks. You're going to multiply negative or you're going to multiply life. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. And this man uses his tongue to make sure that it brings and pours life into people everywhere that he goes, because he's made the decision to do so. He's made the decision to do so. And you have the opportunity to do as he does. And he's encouraging you to do it. So make sure that you don't get stuck watching the show of somebody else's glow. Make sure that you go turn on the light that's inside of you. Make sure that you go reach out. If you can't find a way to get inspired by what it is that this man has been pouring out on this group, folks, well, then I'm telling you, you might need to completely rechange the battery. And that's cool, because we're saying we're going to hit the heart. We're going to penetrate deep. We want to make sure that if you're sipping solutions in this podcast, in this conversation with these solutionaries that we talk to, it actually makes something tick a little bit better in your heart. It gives you that caffeine that you need to be encouraged, to be contagiously confident,
to do what it is
that Glenn Lundy's doing. But listen, folks, listen to that. That's genuinely out of his heart, that his joys are the people that he sees finding success.
you will have what it is that you dream for. If what you dream for is to see the dreams happen of other people, it's going to happen if you pour your life into that. So, folks, I don't want to get too preachy because we got so much more to talk about with Glenn. Thank you so much for this particular portion of the five-liner. Mm. We are about to bring out some fresh news, but we will be right back right after this. Glenn Lundy, talk to you in a minute.